I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Today is Wednesday, October 8th. I'm Megan Lynch. As you heard on CBS News, 200 members of the Texas National Guard are preparing for operations in the Chicago area. WBBM's Rob Hart has more.
The Texas National Guard members who've been deployed to the Chicago area will start their assignments ahead of Thursday's federal court hearing. The state of Illinois filed a lawsuit in federal court on Monday to stop the deployment. The judge gave the Trump administration until 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday to respond. They've been spotted at the Army Training Facility in Elwood, which is southwest of Chicago. The 300 Illinois National Guard members federalized by the Trump administration will undergo additional training before they hit the streets.
Illinois' U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Attorney General Pam Bondi traded barbs about National Guard troops in Chicago during a hearing in Washington.
Senator Durbin said the president is illegally deploying troops to Chicago and other American cities and asked the Attorney General what's the rationale.
What's the secret? Why do you want to keep this secret? The American people don't know the rationale behind the deployment of National Guard troops in my state. What's the rationale for that?
Chairman, as you shut down the government, you voted to shut down the government, and you're sitting here, our law enforcement officers aren't being paid. They're out there working to protect you. I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. If you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will.
Durbin said, I've been on this committee for more than 20 years, and that's the kind of testimony you expect from this administration.
And that is WBBM reporter Mike Krauser in Chicago. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri showing his anger during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday. He criticized the FBI under the Biden administration for analyzing his phone's call logs and location data from the days around January 6, 2021.
This isn't maybe what will you do in the future. This isn't, oh, gee, can you imagine the situation? This happened.
The data did not include call content, which is usually what a wiretap refers to. Hawley called on current FBI leadership to investigate. St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery might be removed from office ahead of trial.
Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway is looking to move quickly, filing a motion for a potential summary judgment against the embattled sheriff with a little over a month until his trial. Her motion argues that there are enough refutable facts on three of the counts against Montgomery to remove him from office now. Those counts are that Montgomery has refused his duty to transport detainees in need of medical care, along with illegally detaining the deputy jail director and having an employee transport his kids to and from school. Surveillance footage shows the last two counts happening. If the judge signs with her in a hearing, Hanaway could have Sheriff Montgomery removed as sheriff without the trial being necessary. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A video on social media captures police in Ohio pepper spraying St. Louis High School football players.
My God! The mother of a Cardinal Ritter sophomore says her heart is heavy after her son was pepper sprayed by police after a game in Massillon, Ohio. In a social media post first reported by Sports Illustrated, she said her son, DJ Ross, was hit with a chemical agent after simply walking off the football field Friday night. A video shows the sophomore defensive back being sprayed and a teammate trying to rinse his eyes with a water bottle. Police appear to direct their sprays at Cardinal Ritter players after a post-game scuffle in the handshake line. The player's mother wrote, "I am thankful he is safe and still standing tall." Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
This Thursday, you can be part of National Disability Employment Awareness Month at the Developmental Disabilities Resource Board of St. Charles County. It's an organization dedicated to providing support for the disabled from childhood to retirement.
We are a county board, and there's one of us in almost every county in the state of Missouri. There's one in St. Louis County, St. Louis City, Jefferson County, you know, just all the surrounding areas.
That's Denise Cross, the Executive Director for the Developmental Disabilities Resource Board. They fund 25 agencies to provide services for the disabled. This Thursday, Aaron Likens will headline the event. He is the author of two books, An IndyCar Flagman, but his journey, while inspirational, gives you a look inside of someone who is on the autism spectrum but was not diagnosed until he was 20 years old. Aaron did not take the path through high school.
Here in St. Louis, when I was asked where did I go to high school, I did not. Homeschooled and tested out as soon as I was 16. So I missed out on that, which for better or worse, I think at the time it may have drowned me, but at the same time, maybe I would have sped up socializing.
Thursday's event is free. Just register at ddrb.org. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com.
St. Louis Blues.
The business of hockey booming. The St. Louis Blues part of that trend. According to a new report from Sportico, the average NHL team's value has doubled in the past 2 years to $2.1 billion. The Blues saw their own value climb 18% to $1.53 billion. That ranks the Blues 26th in the league. And, of course, the Blues start the season tomorrow night against the Wild.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.